next on the 5 o'clock report.
It's another unjust, made-up thing.
This is what happens in places like Nicaragua.
You need a warrant to have a warrant. You need justification.
A once-in-a-generation investment.
We are a failing nation.
Now, let's go to the newsroom.
Trump card. Good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Mark Webster.
I think it's another unjust, made-up thing like the impeachment hoaxes.
Democrats are weaponizing the FBI, and it has to stop.
Trump supporters, detractors, and everybody in between all chiming in on yesterday's FBI raid on former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate, especially the Florida congressional delegation. Sunshine State Republican Rep. Brian Mast says it reeks of politics, and so does the FBI.
They literally ignored what was going on with Hunter Biden and his laptop because of politics. Literally did nothing to prosecute Hillary Clinton over 30,000-plus deleted emails.
Senator Marco Rubio didn't mince words either.
This is what happens in places like Nicaragua, where last year every single person that ran against Daniel Ortega for president, every single person that put their name on the ballot was arrested and is still in jail.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says Republicans will investigate Attorney General Merrick Garland if they take control of the House in November's elections. So who knew the raid was coming? House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says not her, but the Democrat says she trusts the FBI.
To have a visit like that, you need a warrant. To have a warrant, you need justification. And that says that no one is above the law, not even a president or a former president of the United States.
The White House also claiming no prior knowledge of the Mar-a-Lago raid.
The president was not briefed, was not aware of it. No one at the White House was given a heads up. No, that did not happen.
Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the White House leaves law enforcement matters to the DOJ. Frank Figliuzzi, former FBI Assistant Director for Counterintelligence, says there's a lot at stake for all involved. For Trump, a criminal conviction stemming from that raid means curtains for his political career.
It switches to criminal only when someone perceives or has probable cause to believe that the person is not being forthright, that there's still some national security concerns, that there's evidence to believe that more documents are being secreted willfully.
Well, the former president is apparently undaunted by the Mar-a-Lago raid. Not long after it happened, he released a video hinting at another run for the White House in 2024.
We are a failing nation.
In the video, Trump cites soaring inflation, a falling stock market, rampant crime, and what he often describes as fake news, but added, soon we will have greatness again. Staying with the White House, Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf among those there today as President Biden signed the CHIPS Act into law.
A once-in-a-generation investment in America itself, a law that the American people can be proud of.
The legislation will provide billions of dollars in incentives to the domestic semiconductor industry and fund scientific research. Biden says it'll also help America stay competitive with China. Following China's military drills, Taiwan is now holding live fire exercises of its own. The island nation held drills that simulated defense and saw soldiers firing howitzers out to sea. Taiwanese officials said the military drills had been previously planned and were not a direct response to China's actions. The U.S. is sending another $1 billion worth of weaponry to Ukraine as Russian forces mount new attacks in the south and east of the war-torn country. CBS's Charlie Daggett is in the frontline city of Nikolaev.
We spoke with Major General Dmytro Marchenko in the rubble of the regional government headquarters. No one here needs reminding that Russia still holds the upper hand in heavy weapons. The general told us that for every 100 shells the Russians fire at the city, his forces can respond with only 10.
Back on the home front now, teachers and staff reporting for work in Uvalde, Texas for the first time since the elementary school shooting there. At a school board meeting last night, chilling words from parent Adam Martinez.
I told my son that we're going to have extra cops there. And he said, who cares about the cops? They're not going to do anything anyway.
Enhanced district-wide security being installed includes new fencing, 500 security cameras, additional DPS officers at campuses, and counseling services. Snapchat is launching a parental control feature that allows parents to keep an eye on who their young teens have been chatting with. The new in-app feature, called Family Center, shows parents their kids' friend list, as well as who they've messaged over the last week. Although the app has implemented safety features in the past, these are first-of-its-kind tools and are completely voluntary. Parents can only see who their teens have been talking to. They won't be able to read their chat history. And renowned British preacher and Wisconsin pastor Stuart Briscoe has died. He was a child in England during World War II.
Human beings struggle with the idea of God being God, because if God is God, they are not.
After a calling to preach, Briscoe and his wife Jill relocated to a Milwaukee area church and later founded the Telling the Truth ministry. He spoke at a Southern California church in 2017.
This is genuine. I'm so happy to be here. At my age, I'm happy to be anywhere.
Briscoe was 91. Details for his celebration of life service slated to be announced soon. Still to come on the 5 o'clock report, Governor Hochul says Inmate is out, an iconic Pennsylvania restaurant set to close, and back to normal for Little League Baseball.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. Still some clouds around this evening, and there can still be a little spot shower in parts of central and eastern Pennsylvania. But skies will partially clear overnight as temperatures drop towards 60. Tomorrow, mostly sunny across New York, stay pleasant near 80. A mix of sun and clouds in Pennsylvania with a chance of a shower or thundershower south of I-80. High temps, low to mid-80s. On Thursday, chance of a shower, otherwise a sun-cloud mix, high in the low 80s. It's beautiful Friday through the upcoming weekend.
All right, thank you, Kevin. Now, checking the stories making news where you live in New York and Pennsylvania. Governor Kathy Hochul issuing statewide guidance to support domestic terrorism prevention plans at this week's Threat Assessment and Management Summit. Following the Buffalo supermarket shooting, Hochul issued Executive Order 18 that requires all state, counties, and New York City to develop plans to confront domestic terrorism, which includes racially and ethnically motivated violence. The governor claims domestic terrorism is one of the biggest threats the state currently faces. Specifically white supremacist extremism. She says the number of cases have more than tripled since 2011. More controversial criminal justice reforms coming from Albany. We get that story from Family Life's Tracy Lynn.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul has signed legislation that eliminates the word inmate from the state's penal code and replaces it with the term incarcerated person. Critics say it's further evidence of the governor's soft-on-crime policies. Governor Hochul is refusing to call a special session of the state legislature to address crime, despite polls showing the vast majority of New Yorkers are concerned about it. Republican gubernatorial candidate Lee Zeldin has made crime a top priority ahead of the November 8th election. Hochul released a press release yesterday saying her administration is doing everything in its power to show that justice and safety can go hand in hand. Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.
Thank you, Tracy. Memorial services have been announced for the father and daughter from Pompey who died after being shot in Montana last month. The wake for David and Mackenzie Seo will be Thursday, 3 to 6 p.m. at Pompey Community Church on Berwyn Road. Their funeral will be at the same place, 10 a.m. Friday. The Onondaga County Health Department says mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus have been found in the area. The infected insects were discovered in a trap that was placed on Taft Road in Cicero. Officials are recommending that residents make sure to wear bug spray if they're going to be outdoors and also to remove any standing water from their property. Lee Zeldin says he'd pursue the largest state tax cut in history if elected governor of New York in November. We get that story from Family Life's Jeremy Miller.
Yeah, Zeldin also indicated he wants to cut taxes in virtually every corner of the state budget, but he would not commit to extending a pause on some gas taxes set to expire at the end of the year. Zeldin says the tax cuts would help stop the hemorrhaging of people and jobs from the state. Budget officials expect personal income tax revenue to slow, as well as budget gaps. New York has gradually lowered taxes for middle-income earners over the last several years. Zeldin also vowed to reverse an expected lowering of the hourly threshold for when overtime pay would kick in for New York farm workers, saying the agriculture industry just cannot afford it. Jeremy Miller, Family Life News.
A Dansville resident is facing a DWI charge after crashing his vehicle into a residence in Scottsville. According to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office, 34-year-old Randy Bratcher drove his pickup right through the living room of a house on Rochester Street yesterday before the vehicle exited out the other side of the house. Thankfully, there were no injuries reported, but the house has now been deemed unlivable. Ontario County deputies say the body of a missing man has been removed from Canandaigua Lake. On Friday, 61-year-old Kirk Hobbs was visiting with family members when he entered the lake without a flotation device on and ended up going underwater in the area of the Litternau Christian Camp in Rushville. Now to Pennsylvania, PA gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano has shut down his January 6th committee deposition hearing over recording rules.
He and his attorney ended that meeting a few minutes in before being sworn in and answering any questions when the committee refused their request to record the deposition, something they called a voluntary deposition.
That's WGAL's Barbara Barr speaking with Mastriano's lawyer following the meeting.
Attorney Parla Torre tells me he's concerned the committee would have leaked portions of the testimony, so he said they wanted to record it themselves, and they are going ahead and suing the committee in district court in Washington, D.C.
There's a possibility the committee could charge Mastriano with contempt. Troopers in Lycoming County say they found a missing 2-year-old girl from Lewis Township. Jaylin Shaler, who was last seen in her bed Wednesday night, has been found safe. Authorities have not released the details of where she was found or by whom. Two Williamsport police officers have filed a new discrimination lawsuit in state court while their federal case is still pending. Lieutenant Stephen Helm and Fred Miller say they were passed over for promotions multiple times due to their being union officials, despite having more seniority than those who were promoted. The federal court filings listed the city, former Mayor Gabe Campana, and current Mayor Derek Slaughter as defendants in that civil suit. After next week, the iconic Arrowhead Restaurant in Milton will close its doors. The drive-in on Route 405 has been in business more than 75 years. Several employees who've worked there at least 20 years will also lose their jobs come next Thursday. Restaurant owner Alicia Hoffman says the owner wants to sell the building, and unless someone buys it and keeps it open, it'll close on August 18th. And the Little League World Series returns to normalcy for the first time in 3 years next week, but there will be some changes. Family Life's Brandon Dixon explains.
Pint-sized baseball returns to South Williamsport for its 75th anniversary next week. The Little League World Series is expanding to 20 teams this year. Two U.S. teams and two international teams have been added. The games don't begin until August 17th, but already teams are arriving from across the country and the world. The Grand Slam Parade with former New York Yankee pitcher Mariano Rivera happens next Monday. The Little League World Series runs through Sunday, August 28th. All attendees this year must pass through security at the same gate behind the left field foul line at Volunteer Stadium. Brandon Dixon, Family Life News.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Your nightly market report is next, brought to you by Ambassador Advisors. Here's Family Life's Dave Margolotti.
The major indexes all moving lower during the session today. Computer chip makers continue to struggle on the back of companies warning of subpar earnings, that due to lower demand for gaming and crypto mining chips. Analysts typically feel that we are in a holding pattern awaiting consumer price index numbers for July, which come out tomorrow. That's the metric most commonly used to gauge inflation. The estimate is for a full number, which includes energy and food, to be lower than the previous month, but still showing a one-year change of 8.7%. Oil flat today at $90 a barrel. The Dow was down 58 points, the S&P 500 lost 17, and the NASDAQ dropped 1%, losing 150 points. Ambassador Advisors is a Christian financial planning firm helping faithful stewards do more. Online at ambassadoradvisors.com.
This is the 5 o'clock report on Family Life.
Have you ever made a financial error? We've all done it. Hi, I'm Rob West with today's MoneyWise Minute. The kind of error I'm talking about is something like forgetting to pay a bill or typing in the wrong date when setting up a money transfer. But no matter your error, it pales in comparison to one made by a European trader working for Citigroup. The Wall Street Journal reported that he entered an incorrect figure while placing an order for a client. The result? A series of mistaken trades that ended up costing Citigroup, get this, $50 million. Well, here's some obvious advice. Always double-check your figures, dates, and account numbers when making a transaction. And it's a good idea to set reminders for when bills are due. That'll help you keep errors to a minimum. Get biblical answers to your financial questions in the MoneyWise community. Download MoneyWise Biblical Finance in your app store or visit moneywise.org.
All right, coming up on the 5 o'clock report, sleep as a profession.
I'm so sleepy. I have to rest for just a minute.
Come to think of it, 40 weeks wouldn't be bad.
I'm Kevin Williams, and here is your Family Life regional weather forecast. A pretty significant pattern change is underway. Gone will be the hot, humid days of late to be replaced with some cooler and drier weather. In the meantime, for the night tonight, still some clouds around this evening, and there can still be a little spot shower in parts of central and eastern Pennsylvania. But skies will partially clear overnight as temperatures drop towards 60 for many. Tomorrow, mostly sunny across New York State, pleasant near 80. A mix of sun and clouds in Pennsylvania with a chance of a shower or thundershower south of I-80. High temps, low to mid-80s. On Thursday, chance of a shower, otherwise a sun-cloud mix, high in the low 80s. It's beautiful Friday through the upcoming weekend.
All right, thank you very much, Kevin. And finally at 5. So you can't stay awake at work, eh? Your 40 winks comes in at around 180. Maybe you just need the right job to match your superior slumber skills. Big Apple-based Casper Mattress is looking for professional nappers with exceptional sleeping ability, a desire to sleep as much as possible, and the ability to sleep through anything. I've got a couple of kids who might qualify. If you're hired as a Casper sleeper, you'll need the ability to show how wonderful their mattresses are by snoozing on them almost anywhere they could display one, likely with much commotion about. Perks include being able to wear your jammies to work, free companies sleep-related products, and a flexible part-time schedule. In those rare moments when you're not sleeping on the job, Casper wants you to document your dozing on social media. Above all, they say you must possess a passion for sharing and talking about all things sleep. But don't snooze on the job application. Last day to apply is August 11th. Well, time to put this baby to bed. That's the world we live in for Tuesday, August 9th, 2022. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm Mark Webster, Family Life News.